Our next speaker very much fits those roles. Randy Doyle, CEO of Alcor and Clean Fuel and Chairman of the Renewable Fuels Association. Randy?
Thanks, folks. First of all, I want to thank all of you for coming out. Your voice matters. You're here to make EPA listen, if they can do that, if they can unplug their ears. But your voice matters. And I'm so doggone proud of all of you. I'm telling you, what a wonderful industry and business to be in. You know, I started out in this business as a dumb kid from New Mexico wearing a blue jacket, wondering if I was going to be able to do anything in agriculture. And today, I'm a part of an industry that has a huge impact on all of our rural economies. I'm so proud of the work that all of you have done that came from individuals being able to, and willing to risk and invest and do what they thought Congress was asking them to do. The last piece of really true bipartisan legislation that we had was RFS. Senators and congressmen, Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives, they all got together and figured out what was best for the U.S. Now we need EPA to listen and do what they said. That's all we're asking. Thank you so much for what you do. Thanks for the innovation that you bring to your farms, to your businesses. We're doing the same thing in our industry. When people talk about first generation ethanol, I get a little bit hot under the collar, not just because it's warm today, but because we've changed so much. They wouldn't recognize what we do today. The efficiencies that we produce at what's called conventional ethanol is off the charts. And we've not stopped. It's so much fun to be a part of a dynamic industry that continues to grow. And we're looking for that continued place. Let's, as Tom so eloquently said, tell EPA to tear down that dadgum blend wall. It doesn't exist. It doesn't belong. We know that our vehicles can use more. We just need everybody to wake up to it. That's what you're doing today. Thank you very much.